this apology is very significant for the family in that it's an official acknowledgement of the fact that he was innocent. Obviously, if there had been proper accountability at the time, and if the recommendations of Frank Lagan, the RUC superintendent, had been followed, this matter would have gone to trial.
The letter does repeat that the soldier who fired that fatal shot was of the mistaken belief that Mr. McGrenery was armed. Now, the family members take some exception with that, but generally they welcome the overall tone of the letter.
That's correct. The family members feel very strongly still that Frank Lagan did recommend, so it was a prima facie legal case to send the soldier for trial. However, the Attorney General at the time said that a soldier on duty could never be guilty of murder, and it was on the basis of that policy that the matter didn't go forward for trial. One of the things I think the family are very conscious of is that it was not just their uncle that was killed in these circumstances at that time. For example, a couple of weeks before, 14-year-old schoolgirl Annette McGavigan was tragically killed, and just a number of weeks afterwards, Kathleen Thompson, the mother of six, was also killed by a soldier. And I think the family and the community feel if things had been dealt with properly at the time, this would have maybe averted a lot of killings and indeed even perhaps Bloody Sunday. It is in that context that saying that the soldier was mistaken rankles a little bit with the family, although it should not be underestimated the value of the apology from the Chief of Staff of the British Army.